With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Hey everybody, welcome to Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, along with Yang and George Kurtz. Gabe will be here momentarily. Hopefully traffic's not too bad on the New Jersey Turnpike. But George, busy night. It's actually appropriate. We should probably switch your day back to Tuesday instead of Monday with all the hockey that's going on tonight. How you doing there, buddy? What's up?
You know, as far as scheduling goes, you are correct. You and I both know Tuesday is a much busier night in the NHL. I mean, we're almost always going to get double-digit games in the NHL, where Monday it's usually kind of light. I assume, I haven't checked, Cam. I mean, you know me. I bitch about the NHL scheduling forever. I assume now that there's no more Monday night football and no college championship games, that Monday will pick up a little bit in the NHL, but probably still nowhere near what Tuesday offers.
You play anything last night in that college game? George, I know, depending on where you shopped, the total was 66. Game gets to 67, but it was higher, so pretty interesting. Some people who waited when the line went down won. Others who took it at 68.5, 69, they got fleeced last night in the game. And LSU, Joe Burrow, we got to believe his dad, relation to the Ohio Bobcats, you know. I got to believe the Cincinnati Bengals. There is no locks in life, but when the books are like, you know, 1-11 for him to be drafted overall first, I got to believe he's a Cincinnati Bengals quarterback.
I'd be shocked if he's not. I mean, I guess there, you know, so we see some weird things at times. I guess there could be someone they like better in the quarterback position, but we know they need one. They're not going to rely on Finley. They went away from Dalton this year anyway. So they're taking a quarterback. I mean, is there a team out there that could offer him enough to get to take the number one spot away from them? I would think no. You know, you got to get your quarterback. You can't pass up on it here. And Burrow seems to be the lock to be the number one pick. I said, I would be floored if he's not a Bengal come September.
No, I agree. You'd have to give the Bengals, basically, it would have to be like a Mike Ditka, a Ricky Williams type move. We want this many draft picks, this draft pick, this. Like, it wouldn't be simple, George. It would be absolutely, give me this in the kitchen sink in your home. We want everything. And I got to believe, too, I know Tua's good in Southpaw, but his injury problems at Alabama will put him down on the list. I think he's a bigger risk. Hey, he might be a better NFL pro, but when I'm drafting and you have something that important for a franchise that has been junked for so long, you need the sure thing. I'm not screwing around with a quarterback with an injury history.
No, I think Tua took himself out of the running with the injury. Even though I think we'd heard beforehand that from a lot of scouts saying he was out of that running anyway. He was falling out of it. That being said, I can see him dropping a little bit. I mean, I can't, but I don't think there's any way on God's green earth he falls past Miami. Miami has three first-round picks here. We know they need a quarterback. And it's nice because they have Fitzpatrick, and now that Fitzpatrick's a world beater, but he can hold place for you for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever you want, until you think Tua is ready or whatever other quarterback's ready. But I don't think Tua gets past Miami. By the way, if there's one team that I think could trade up with Cincinnati, it would be Miami because they do have three first-round picks. You know, they could package those and maybe another first-rounder next year. That's what I think it would cost, by the way. The three first this year and a first rounder next year, maybe even more than that to go up and get Burrow. But it would be interesting because, you know, Miami also has a top five pick. So Cincinnati wouldn't fall that far. They would still get a quarterback. This is a quarterback heavy draft. They just wouldn't get their number one guy, or probably not their number two or number three guy either. They would have to fall in love with at least the top three quarterbacks, if not the top four or five.
Yeah, I just don't want to see Ryan Fitzpatrick behind center as a starting quarterback, George. I don't know, whatever, who they're going to throw in the mix, but he'll probably be, if they don't get Burrow, I got to believe he still starts as their quarterback, and then they kind of ease the guy in. With the Bengals, I'm not sure about that situation. With Burrow, you probably just throw him in there. He looks like he's ready to rock.
I agree. I think Burrow starts from day one. I mean, I don't think Dalton will stay there. Do we have Finley? No, thanks.
Dalton's going, his career's basically done. He doesn't want to be a backup anymore. Anyway, we'll talk about this. Alex Gore and a whole lot more. Red Heat Rage with Blonde Rage. George Kurtz coming back at you after a short break.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Welcome back to GPD Red Heat Rage. I'm with Ron Rage, George Kurtz. Gabe will be here in a little bit. Stuck in traffic. It's a busy, busy time of the year, a busy night tonight, George. Tell you one thing. I'm a little bit stunned with this story, though, with Cora. It's like, oh, yeah, the Red Sox, we're going to stand by our coach. Well, after he gets his fines and suspension, you're going to fire him anyway. Why not just do it now? It's pretty stupid.
I guess you wait to see what's going to come down. But I have to think that he's going to get worse. He's got to get worse than Hinch, right? He's got to get worse than Hinch because he's the common denominator.
Yes.
Right, the ringleader. Two organizations he brought it over. And I can't see how he doesn't get – I don't think he'll get a lifetime, but 2 years could easily be it. Yeah, he won't be paid during that time. I mean, if you're the Red Sox, do you want to go on with this guy who's going to be known as a cheater now? I mean, whenever you think Cora, you're going to think cheater. Cora, cheater. You know, don't the Mets have a tough decision to make here too? Because Beltran's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, think about all spring training. If you're a reporter, Cam, you're down in Port St. Lucie, what are you asking Beltran? It's not about the Mets. Hey,
no, it's not. It's about sign stealing. That's cheating. It's funny today, too. Great point, George. Yeah, Beltran and his ties to the Mets. And yeah, this story is just not going to go away. And we talked about it yesterday. I have a real problem with it, though, because it's what I told Gabe, too, and you when you were our guest yesterday. You can't go in back in time. It doesn't matter. You can't strip titles away because that's too much of a penalty. So what are you going to do? So where's the incentive for guys who are thinking, wow, I could cheat and win and get a championship? People are still going to do it. And unless you strip a title away, which will probably never happen, but I also enjoyed it today. Pete Rose getting his shots in. I just gambled on the Reds. I agree with him. Like, if there's people that say that Pete Rose bet against the Reds. Okay. But I really believe that he bet on his own. I think he bet on his own team. There's no proof that he did it, bet against his team. And for, in my opinion, for what he did compared to this, I agree with Pete. I think it's ridiculous. He bets on baseball and this guy's a pariah. These guys are known cheaters. He just bet on the game, George. I know it's sacrilege, but I'm with Pete on this one.
Well, there's a couple of things in regards to Pete. While I agree with you, there's no proof he ever bet against the Reds. That doesn't make what he did any better. Because once again, let's just say he bet on his team. Did he use players who shouldn't have been used? Relievers 4 days in a row. Yeah. You know, that's sort of starting players who needed a day rest, but he wanted his best players in that day to win. He definitely changed how he would have managed because of what he did. That being said, he's got a point. He definitely does. But also, if Rose just admits what he did when he did it, listen, I did bet on the game. I have a problem. I'm sorry for what I did to baseball. You know, if he just does that, you know, think of who we hate today in baseball for the steroids. You hate Clemens. You hate Bonds. Yeah. You know, because they deny. Ryan Braun, right? Alex Rodriguez, although he seems to have rebuilt himself. You know, but who don't you mind? Well, you don't mind Giambi. You don't mind Pettit. What is the difference there? The difference there is because those guys apologized. Those guys, without saying they did it, said they did it. Hey, you know, I made a mistake. We are a forgiving society. Rose made himself look like an ass by keep denying. So I don't feel bad at Pete Rose at all. Plus, you know, every Hall of Fame, you know, in July 31st, where he would show up there at the Hall of Fame ceremonies in Cooperstown, signing his autographs at some little store down the block, just rubbing baseballs. He does that. Just rubbing baseballs' noses in it. I don't feel bad for Rose one little bit. You should have apologized, Pete. You'd be back by now. I think you'd fully be back. And one other thing about the gambling, if you ever go into a clubhouse, that's the first sign that's there. Don't bet. Yep. Don't bet. Don't bet. It's the first sign you see. So he did break the cardinal rule of baseball. That being said, like I said, what Cora's done here, or these other players, is very similar. Very similar, if not the same exact thing. I think, you know, and I didn't get a chance to tell this to you guys yesterday, but this is my guess as to why baseball didn't touch the players. One, there would be a long, long battle with the union. And remember, we're trying to get a new CBA done here. And baseball did not want this drawn out where we'd be in the headlines for a couple of years, which is probably how long this would take. And B, I would imagine baseball told the union this. Listen, as long as your players tell the truth, I'm not going after them, but next time this happens again, next time, we are coming after them as well. That's what I imagine Manfred said to Tony Clark and the union.
Did you see that the thing on Twitter where Trevor Bauer's doing the thing? It's like, bang, 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 and they hit a home run off him. And, like, he's got a Twitter war going with McCullers now. It's hilarious. So, no, I'm with you. I'm not saying Pete's perfect, but I just equate the stuff with Cora did. And Cora's a jackass because the thing I don't like about him, this guy's ripping Marcus Stroman for getting emotional. I like that Stroman came back. He's like, you got a problem with me, bud? Because I get fired up. Look at you. You know, this guy, he plays the game the wrong way. Get bent. What a jerk. That's unbelievable.
If you're anybody on Houston or was involved in this, shut up. Yep. You can't win. Shut up. Get off social media. Don't say anything. I mean, how much are we going to replay this clip of A.J. Hinch during the World Series? After the Yankee series, after they beat the Yankees, him saying, are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
I know, exactly. I know.
I mean, really.
That's a straight-up lie. That's right. A straight-up lie. You are a liar. Like, guy asked you a simple question, you lied about it. I don't know. I hope Cora gets his comeuppance, George, but we'll see. I just find that pretty interesting there. But anyway, this whole baseball stuff, it's really taken aback. Before it was just, you know, a couple signs, and now, George, it's like, you know, the Apple Watches, this drumming, man, it's the one sport that you could say even comparison. Like, we have Spygate and everything, but baseball, they're always looking for something in baseball. But Cora took it up a notch.
Everyone, listen, I'm a Yankee fan. Everyone's cheating. All right, everybody is trying to cheat.
But there's a way to cheat. That's the
it's
thing.
A degree.
Like, there's
it's
an accepted
degree.
Cheat. You're a competitor when you know what's going on. You can't come with, like, a computer thing, drumming, cough, you know what I mean? Signals that way. Like, hey, if you're putting up bad signs, that's your problem for not doing your due diligence. You know, you gotta mix it up. Don't be lazy. So that I don't have a problem with.
I don't think that's cheating. I don't think the guy at second base who's looking in.
Yeah,
I don't think
he's doing his job.
Right, that's the game.
He's doing a damn job. Yeah.
If you're being lazy with your signals, you know, you're making them too easy to decode, and the guy at second base can figure it out, that's the game. But I've always said this. You know, once again, I know it's not the same thing. But we all pitch through different levels of ball. If we thought someone was cheating on us or someone was trying to steal the signals, the catcher would come out to the mound. Hey, I'm going to put down the signal for a curveball, throw a fastball, and throw it inside. All right, that's all you do. If the batter thinks a curveball is coming, he's leaning over. All of a sudden, you're throwing a fastball at 90-plus. Guess what? He's going to have a little talk with his guy at second base going, what are you doing? You almost got me killed. No more. I don't want to deal with this anymore. You know, so that, like I said, I think there are ways to stop that too. And, you know, there was something in, I think Peter Gammons posted on Twitter today that Roger Clemens once thought that Willie Wilson, the ex-Royals outfielder, was stealing signals at second base. And he was yelling at Willie, you know, while he's on the mound. Next time Willie Wilson came out at the plate, he buried one in his ribs. That'll get it done, by the way, because I don't want Roger hitting me with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball in the ribs. I'll stop signaling.
Yeah, exactly. You think this deal's going to get done for Arenado, George? It looks like the prospects are kind of holding things up there, right? I thought it would be done right now. There's a lot of that's the thing when we did. Remember, we were doing the weekend show, rumors, speculation, this and that. But the prospects that they want, they're not going to take some kind of bum. Like for a contract, a player of his ilk, they really, really want to like stack it up. Do you think it's going to get done, or you think he's going to stay a Rocky?
It's very difficult to get done, Cam. We all know this. He's making so much money, Arenado, that it would almost have to be a salary dump. And the fans would revolt if you just do that. And by the way, if you were going to look to dump him a year after signing him, why did you sign him? It's been 1 year since they gave him the monster deal. Why bother then? Makes no sense to me.
That's a great point. Like, you're in the situation and with the money. Yeah, no. George, I'll tell you, though, that's just stupid. That's the thing. These guys are throwing their money around. He's a great player, but you're going to get rid of him anyway. You can't afford him. You got to be smarter than that. We'll go back. George, we'll talk a little hockey too. Sit the kids back tonight. A whole lot of games on the betting board. Stick around. GTV, Red Heat, and Blonde Rage right now. Gabe coming back soon, everybody.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Golf legend? Go for the green with DailyRoto.com this fantasy golf season. For a limited time, get free access to Daily Roto's PGA DFS product, including fantasy projections powered by Data Golf, PGA betting tools, and of course, the DailyRoto.com Fantasy Golf Optimizer. Don't lay up. Go for the green with Daily Roto. Head to DailyRoto.com and enter the promo code GREEN to access your free 7-day golf membership. That's DailyRoto.com, promo code GREEN for that free trial. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made, and they'll be back on the morning show with Gabe with some golf picks tomorrow. Lots of top 10s. We almost got it done this week. So close. That's why we got to bet the top 10s and 20s, because only one guy wins the tournament. I'm Cam Stewart, along with George Kurtz. Gabe en route right now to the show. Then we'll have a three-man party. Yeah, George, I was just seeing some other interesting things with football here. Penn State. I know we have a couple guys at the network that actually went to that school. You see the James Franklin story? Getting sued by a player, coaches hazing. You'd think it's amazing how history repeats itself. You got Sandusky doing time in the clink, and now coaches complacent about hazing, innocent till proven guilty. But this is a bad look for Penn State, man. I can't believe it. Same school twice.
I mean, even if it was a school that didn't get caught before, you would think they'd be more stringent about this.
Sandusky. You have like extra, like every little thing that goes on in the locker room. I'm like, what the? And you got guys saying that coaches were complacent with hazing. Like that's my point. Like you get caught once for something that bad, you think you would be like, whoa. Like police, like it would be like a state of police there. Any little thing, blow the whistle. But for it to happen again, and James Franklin's a good coach at Penn State too. He's a guy that's climbing up the ranks. This is not good for the program and him. Like that, this is very, very bad for them.
It's sad. It's sad. You let this thing happen twice. Listen, nothing's ever going to excuse what happened the first time. But all right, it happened. You know, whatever you had, lax security, lax rules, whatever. But don't let it happen again. And then you do it. Assuming it's true. We don't know. You mentioned innocent until proven guilty. But assuming it's true, it's like, what are you doing? You know, it's almost the same thing with the Patriots, right? They get no benefit of the doubt now for everything they do now. No benefit of the doubt for Penn State here. Do you care? Do you not care? He's letting, everything run wild because it's the football program? It makes very little sense to me.
No, it's crazy. We'll see. They got the lawsuit pending, but things will be very, very interesting right now. Yeah, you're right. And it happened before where a guy was guilty and doing time. So I got to believe this guy's case. He said him and his father went and they like basically told them, hey, this needs to stop. And they kind of laughed and ignored him, which was very, very stupid. George, we got it's championship weekend. Should be pretty interesting. I know sometimes we look at these things. Have you jumped on anything early? I know sometimes it could be beneficial. If you jumped early on the over in the college football final, you would have lost. But if you waited till the final minute, you would have won if you liked the over. Or conversely, with the under, you could have got it done and did well. If you got that 69.5 and you took the under, you would have won for betting it early. But Titans and Chiefs, interesting stuff. They both open at 7. Now I'm seeing hooks at 3:05 on Sunday. We got the Chiefs laying 7.5, 52.5. Have you done anything, George? Props? Anything jumped on early before the lines changed? But you think I kind of think Tennessee can hang, but watching the Chiefs come back against Houston has made me a little bit hesitant to click.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's exactly the way I feel. I think this is Kansas City's game here, but I don't know if they can blow them out again. I mean, Kansas City can be run on. So can Derrick Henry do that magic? Can he run for 180
yards? He does it to everybody, George.
Oh,
I don't think
God.
I can stop him. And that's the thing. You get the running game going. And Tannehill, you can say where you want. His statistics, he doesn't need to throw the ball. People are like, look at the number. It doesn't matter. That's the system they have. Henry will run. He'll hit a couple guys. They're running trick plays. Henry throw for a damn touchdown in the game. And I got to tell you this, George. Vrabel, he outcoached Belichick. Check. You know what I mean? Everything he has done, every coach, Tennessee, you outcoach Harbaugh. This guy's amazing. Like, he really, really learned. And the Tennessee Titans and their magic and tricks, the way they're playing in the postseason right now, this guy is just getting better and better and better. We got to put him on the upper echelon of coaches. I know it's just one run, but he's beaten the best.
You could make an argument, Cam, that Vrabel has made the two best coaching moves of the year. We discussed this on Fantasy Football Frenzy this afternoon.
Yep.
Think about this. He benched Mariota, which was not an easy thing to do. You're talking
about. No, it wasn't. No,
right?
It wasn't.
I mean, and he bested him at Tannehill, and nobody knew what Tannehill was going to bring you. And Tannehill from, week 7 on was the number 3 fantasy quarterback. Let you know how good he's been, or he has been, he still is. All right, and then, remember, he benched Derrick Henry in week 16. It was a meaningless game for Tennessee, but he benched him. And that seems to be the springboard now for what we've seen in week 17 and the wild card round, divisional round. All, what do you remember, almost 600 yards in these 3 weeks? I mean, it's been incredible what Vrabel has done. Like I said, it's one run. Maybe he's just getting incredibly lucky. But he is pushing all the right buttons right now.
No, I don't think it's luck. And you said it, to make that move with Tannehill. And this is the one thing about Tannehill. He deserves a lot of credit, too. When he was at Texas A&M, George, he was a receiver. So this is a college receiver turned quarterback. Had to learn in Miami. I thought he was actually pretty decent for a lot of the time. They didn't give him much help. But you know what? With a running game, this guy can do. I understand he's not going to blow it up, but he makes the throws. At the end of that New England game, he had to hit Frisker with that play to seal it, and that was a beautiful, beautiful throw on third down to ice the game. He's made the throws when he's need to, and I think he deserves a little more respect. People think he's just a bus driver. I tend to disagree. Receiver turned quarterback and doing the things he's doing, I've always liked Ryan Tannehill, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah, we want to see guys do well. You do want to see guys do well. I mean, Tannehill's now a free agent, right? So he's going to make a truckload of money. I think it'll be from Tennessee. Henry's also a free agent. You know, that's a lot of money that Tennessee's got to pay to both these guys, right? So, I mean,
You have to pay the running back. Everyone's like, we're not paying running backs today. Henry's the one guy you empty the Brinks truck for. Beep, beep, beep. Well, whatever you need, pay the man.
I think that theory is going to be tested, though, because Henry's a free agent. Hunt is a free agent. Gordon is a free agent. And I don't think Arizona's keeping David Johnson.
No.
You know, that's
injury
four guys pro out there, right? Plus whatever running backs are out there in the draft that come out, that are top running backs. So may not be the best year for a running back to be free, but still, Henry, he's a guy, he's proven. He's a guy who can win a game by yourself. This goes back to when you and I were younger, right? How the game used to be played. Run the guy 25, 30 times, kill the clock. beat down that defense in the second half. You know, we haven't seen that in the past 10 to 15 years as the rules have all changed, so we are a pass-happy league.
Tennessee's an old-school team. Yeah, but, George, it's funny. The guys you named, that's why I think Henry could just sit back and laugh. David Johnson, I don't want him. Hunt, no thanks. All these guys that are there, like, he is so much head and shoulders above these other guys. Like, I don't want any of those other guys. I might take a flyer on Hunt because he hasn't taken a beating. David Johnson's just a train wreck. You can't draft him in fantasy. You can't take a shot on him. He is hurt all the time. That's a beautiful thing about Henry, too. And he's still young, even though he's that back. He has the body type. He just keeps on, like, beating you down. That's why he's so good in December. That's what I'm saying. Him comparison to the other guys, he'll get paid, and Tennessee will pay him anything. They have to pay him. That's basically what I'm saying. You have to pay the man. There's no other option.
Yeah, I haven't checked the salary cap situation. Because remember, they got to pay Tannehill as well. So that's minimum $25-30 million against the cap, probably more that they're gonna have to pay these two. When I say Tannehill's gonna get paid, he's not gonna get paid like Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, but he's gonna get paid probably closer to $25-24 million a year, long term contract. They'll be able to alleviate some of that cap hit by a signing bonus, but it's gonna be interesting to see what he can command, or do they franchise him and let him play for one more year? The franchise take would be heavy in the 1 year, but you'd get that year reprieve. Let's see if he's the real deal. So I'm kind of curious to see how they go out with him. You mentioned Henry. People think Henry's an older guy. You said it. He's only 26.
No, people don't know. Like, yeah, no, he's young. Like, when he came in, he was young. He plays a lot, but his body really, like, he's had a few injuries, but the way he runs and his style, too, he's just a Mack truck. That's the thing. Like, I still think he's got some good years left in him. And it's been proven, George, you want to draft Henry earlier now. This is the thing when I look at, like, for next year's draft, because you know come fantasy playoff time, that's exactly when he goes ballistic, except for the bye week time. But you know what I mean? In the later months, this is when this guy really gets the train rolling. He's like a truck. It takes a while for him to start, but once he goes, he'll just bury you. That's the thing.
Plus, by the end of the season, defense is getting tired. They don't want to. He's 247 pounds, man.
He's a monster.
I don't want to tackle him either. And he's only
up
at eight
for half.
In his career, he's only at 800 carries, Cam. That's not a lot.
No,
right? That's
not.
Fine. This is the first year with him. He had over 300 carries, 303 this year. Last year was 215. And then DeMarco Murray was there the prior 2 years.
That's right.
Only had 110, 176. This is not a beat up guy.
No, I just love the old school approach of the Titans. I actually got a ticket, George. I only put $10 on it at the start of the playoffs. I put $10 on Buffalo at 50-1 and $10 on Tennessee. You got a Tennessee Titans ticket at 80-1. Do you know what the sports books? It's down to most players. Places have it at plus 750 or 8-1. If you hold a Titans ticket, it's that big enough you could already hedge. I'm not sure if I'm going to. Probably just going to ride it out if they go to the Super Bowl and then take my chances, but. You know, we'll see. They're getting 7.5. The thing that I find interesting about this game is the total. Tennessee wants to have a running game. KC wants to explode. The total's 52.5. Pretty high. Like for an NFL game, you know, you look at 52.5. That's like a college total. It's interesting. Could contrast in styles. I kind of want to still lean over because you got to believe that Tennessee could score on Kansas City and vice versa, despite the Titans defense picking up. You can't stop Mahomes for that long.
I got 53. You know, my site. I'm always worse than yours.
Yeah. George's book. I'm glad I don't bet at your book. I'm always getting screwed in hockey favorites and everything. They like to shave at your book, George. They're like a carving station.
The funny thing is, whatever book that Ventra uses, his book is pretty much right in line with mine. It's your book that I'm not anywhere near. You and Gabe, I'm always off.
Yeah.
What does Gabe call it? The bodega bookie? He's pretty close on that.
Yeah,
he's not wrong.
Mr. Green's pretty good. I know he bets at FanDuel, but Mr. Green, bet 365, George. I'm not sure. It's geo-blocked, so you can't bet there because in Canada and Britain, it's like a huge book, like overseas for like horse racing stuff. Their numbers are really good. Like I noticed what a hockey favorite, say a hockey favorite on your book is minus 300, they'll have like 260, 270. Like, you know what I mean? They don't jack up lines as much, which is really nice, but I think I'm going to take the over in this Tennessee-Kansas City game, George. You like 52.5 over?
I don't love it. My only worry is this: if Tennessee eats so much of the clock with Derrick Henry, is there enough time? But yeah, I'm not betting the under. I would only bet the over.
Yeah, interesting stuff. We'll break down Green Bay, San Francisco as well. Very interesting. Can Green Bay come back after getting slaughtered the first time they played them? More Kurtz after the break.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Hey, he's back. Traffic.
We made it.
Bad traffic?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a major incident out there, Cam. What, major incident. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever, dude. Something, it's like freaking chaos out there. No, our apologies. Shout out to you, Cam. I actually knew this was, and George Kurtz, I knew this was going to happen, actually. I checked in. I spoke to Cardano, and I told him, listen, we've got problems. Like, something's up with Uber. Something's up on the road. I'm just going to do the show here from the city, and I'll come out after for 7 o'clock. I'll get here. You know, I'll do game time decisions from the city, and then I'll do in-game live tonight. I'll get out here to the studio after because – I said, I don't know what the hell's going on, but I'm going to get there at about 5:10 only or 5:15 or something, as it is now. And he said, oh, don't worry about it. And I told him, I said, it's pretty bad. I was like, it's pretty bad, dude. He said, oh, get out here, and Cam will start the show. Good job, Cam.
Yeah, we're just breaking down the NFL games with Kurtz. I think Blewett's on the line, too. I have no idea. I'm just getting messages.
Yeah, what happened to Blewett?
He's here
maybe,
now.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's here.
Well, I don't know. You're supposed to be with us earlier, weren't you, Mike?
Yeah, I called in about no one 11 times.
Oh, you
Gabe,
did?
I don't know what's going on. I just got the call from Cardano. Gabe's late. Hold down the fort. I can only do so much. You know what I'm saying? So the whole crew's here.
I'm calling on myself. Hey. I'm calling on our system. Nothing.
I don't know. I'll tell you, Mike.
You know, too, Mike?
We do our best.
Yeah, I was. I just went through hell, too, to get here. And sort of these deals, like I said, I don't even just heard the story. I was like, I knew. I don't know what happened out there, but something happened. I could tell right away.
Was
when
it in Jersey or Manhattan?
It was in Jersey, like right on the other side of the Lincoln Tunnel type of thing. It was like chaos. And I called Uber, and I have a new problem now where I live like near this bridge. And like people that drive for a living, like they're really not very good at driving for a living. Like they don't know anything. So like basically,
I totally agree.
It's happened a couple of times this week where, buddy, they passed the bridge. But the thing is, it's incredibly frustrating, guys. It's hard to describe, but put it this way. Like, you see the car coming, and it says 1 minute away, 1 minute away, Cam.
It's 10
and
minutes away.
And then it says 9 minutes away. Because they miss the street, and they go back on the bridge, and they have to come back.
Good call.
Dude, yesterday, the chick did it twice in a row. Like, literally. Like, it turned into, like, 16 minutes type of thing. And I wasn't panicked. I was like, I wasn't in a rush. So I was like, whatever. Today, I tried to cancel. I was like, this guy, I'm like, MF, I'm freaking out. Uber tells me if you cancel, only driver available. Like, it would basically state it, like, if you cancel, you're screwed, buddy. Like, it was basically telling me. Because I was like, cancel. And it said, only driver, only driver. And I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. He did it twice, George.
Yep.
I stood there for like 12 minutes, and I was raging, man. And the guy's name is Bobson. It's a type of name that'll piss you off, too. Yeah, Cam, because I'm like, freaking Bobson.
Sounds like a last
Bobson.
What the hell's Bobson?
Yeah, I'm like,
see, this is why I don't leave the compound.
Bobson.
That's why George stays in Long Island, right, George? Look how happy he looks.
Yeah, look at you, George. Look at me. I'm all worn out. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, freaking Bobson. I'm like, oh, my God. And I called the guy. He doesn't answer. Because I'm like, I'm going to call him. I'm going to go, bro, like, what the hell's going on here, buddy? And he shows up. For, not like I was going to rage, but the problem was, number one, The guy looked like an offensive lineman. Yeah, it was like a big brother offensive lineman looking dude. The guy was massive, all right?
If Hobson would have put you in
so
a
I was like, yeah, Cam. So I was like, God, even worse, he's listening to Christian music.
That's tough day.
So I'm raging. He's listening to holy music, some song called Holy Water. And how am I supposed to get mad?
You
can't.
Then,
you can't. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, all right, good job, Bobson. Let's go, buddy. Like, and we're going along.
And now this isn't
he tells me, Mike, this is like, he's the driver. I tell him, I'm like, yeah, I said, hey, Bobson, I don't know what the hell's going on today, buddy. I said, something like really big happened. And he tells me, yeah, there's a game. He goes, I think there's a game at the stadium. That's why there's traffic. Like, then it just made me mad.
No,
I'm like, there's no game, man. I was like, the season's over, man. I'm like, there's no game.
It's Tuesday, Bob.
I'm like, it's Tuesday night, man. Yeah. I'm like, I said, it's an effing accident, man. And then, like, it was just one thing. All the while, like, you're listening to Christian Radio 101. And, like, as I'm raging, I hear, like, I don't know, man, like Tug McGraw or some, like, country guy come on and start talking about, like, you know, keeping faith and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. I couldn't even call in because my phone died. Like, while I was in the back, my phone, like, it just turned off. I was like, oh, yeah, this is good.
At least you bet the over in the football game. Imagine you teased it. You would have been going nuts today. Remember that? You just went.
I told you, those college teasers are no good.
1 point.
No, college teasers are no good.
No good.
Can't do college teasers. That's why I didn't do it. Yeah, whatever. The game was. Dude, I got screwed over on that. On that pass interference penalty.
The OPI, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, I had a prop, 5.5 touchdown passes in the game.
Yeah.
That was the sixth one.
Yep.
That was such a soft call.
It was horrible.
Yeah, and not to mention, I had Trevor Lawrence over 290.5. Dude, he was at 240 with that pass. It was 55 yards, that pass. It was two props in one.
Oh,
that
boy.
I'm not even exaggerating. Cam knows that the unit sizes. That penalty cost me $500.
That's not cool.
That penalty cost me $500.
I thought the Pac-12 refereeing crew did a horrible job in that game. It started off
pathetic,
like whatever, but it was bad. Like,
they threw
a
lot of
flags. We need to be better. Yes, they did, Mike. And
they screwed Clemson all night.
Penalties.
We need to be better. Like, I get the game's fast. The kids are fast, the fast track. But these referees, guys, you got to be better. Like, this stuff is awful. They're getting every single call wrong, imaginary flags. It's like, football's fun, man. But I remember watching this game. It never used to be like this. And it ruins the flow of the game. The game goes and then flag.
These games like that are 4 hours. They're four hours long.
Yeah,
and I'm not even one to necessarily complain about the time. If it's entertaining, I'll get into it. But to your point, Cam, the flow is completely jacked up of these games. You know, Clemson did get screwed, but LSU took 11 penalties for over 100 yards last night.
The crew was
They bad. Committed like 100 violations, though.
That's the thing.
Like, LSU are smart, and your Seattle Seahawks started this, Cam. I blame you, buddy.
I know. Blame me.
They started this. This is like in the old days when the Seahawks got good. They caught on. It was their defensive coordinator at the time, and he had the line. If you hold on every play, they can't call it on every play, and the trade-off is worth it. It really is.
I thought that was New England that started
George
that back Gertz. In the day. Wasn't
yeah,
that
yeah, the Belichick believes
Indianapolis.
In it.
Yeah. Indianapolis bitched about
now,
that.
Seattle were really the ones.
Seattle really good at it.
Richard Sherman was really the one. Yeah, Camp Richard Chancellor. Sherman lives by this. Yeah, for Camp sure. Chancellor and Sherman, they lived by it, guys. Just it pass interfere every play. They can't call a penalty every play, George. The crowd and everyone will start flipping out. They're not going to call 10 pass interference penalties in a row.
Yeah.
So all you do, like last night, LSU guys were tackling Clemson guys. Like they were tackling them. They didn't have the ball. And it wasn't getting called, so they realized, you know what? We got free game, guys. Let's just go to town here. And it worked.
By the way,
Clemson are a little soft and finesse-ish, and it got in their head.
It did.
We see a million calls over the course of the year that are on a defenseless receiver, which aren't defenseless, and
yes,
then last
yep.
night
and they don't call that
overthrow in the first quarter, and they don't
excellent
throw it.
Point.
He got hurt.
Excellent point. I know
he got hurt. It was blatant. A defenseless player. He
it
threw
was
a blatant into his kidney.
Not to mention
the whole
like,
thing.
I cry about this all the time. They're over crazy with kicking kids out. And then, number one, the ball was uncatchable, sailed over the head. Number two, yes. The kid was defenseless. Number three, it was like 3 seconds late. Check marks of a personal foul.
Unbelievable.
And then they kicked the kid from Clemson out, of course, though, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Dude, how about the other time, guys? The nice run by the kid on LSU. His foot was in bounds. His hand was out of bounds.
His hand was out.
Like, you morons are looking at his feet. You don't even review it. They review everything in college football.
I was surprised they didn't whistle that down.
At least we hit the
They're
over.
Incompetent. Yeah, the account lives barely, Ken. This account's been through hell and back, bro.
Oh, remember
my account's been through hell and back.
I told him, Mike, I go, do you want to bet it twice? He goes, yeah, I'll bet it twice. I go, see, this time you bet it twice and it won. Instead of losing two, you won two.
I don't know why $250. Why does $250 only get me back $437 now? What kind of juice are these guys dealing? Is this premium or juice here today? Like $250. I see it.
It's more than that. You got. You see, this is the thing why I like to take care of your account. I like claiming bonuses. You're at $475, so there's a few more dollars than you think. But
lots of football left.
Positive
vibe from the East Coast inputter.
Exactly. Yes, that's me.
No, it's good. It's good.
I had a good night last night. I had the Rangers in the over. Sorry, Kurtz. We actually predicted that game well. I said there'd be a lot of fights and penalties. These guys had two brawls like first couple minutes of the game. It was great. It's perfect.
Did you guys get to did you guys get to Brad Marchand over skating the puck last night?
We didn't talk about that. Good for you, you bastard.
George,
I had the
Have you ever seen this? Cam, I've never seen a game decided by. I've never seen that before.
I've seen screw ups in the shootout.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Not that bad.
I've seen guys have the puck and knock it into the corner by accident, like on their breakaway. I've seen them. Yeah, like you'll see guys not get a shot off, George, where they outdo themselves and they like, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, I didn't get the shot off. But I've never seen someone skate past center ice and a puck like that before, guys.
It was awesome.
No, that was great. Couldn't happen to a better guy, too. Good for you.
I agree. I was on the Flyers, George, and I live bet them, too, when they were down a couple of goals.
That's awesome.
Like you said. That was really nice.
Like, if that was anybody else, no one's even talking about it. It'd be like, oh, yeah, stuff happens. Like, yeah, whatever. Like, since it's Marchand, everyone's like, oh, that's great. Couldn't it be better? Like, of all guys, and a great thing is, too, I'm just happy, Cam, you know it's burning him up inside now that he's the guy that did this.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
That guy's got anger issues.
That is amazing.
Oh, yeah, no.
You see? Crazy. But, hey, Mike, you have to understand, this guy is one of the most hated guys in the history of hockey.
Oh, I know Brad Marchand. Absolutely.
Yeah, like people hate
him. How hated he is.
So,
yeah, people in his own hometown think he's a dick. Right?
Couldn't happen to a nice guy.
Yeah, like Meany was telling us, they went out for like drink, like Marchand, people in his own town, like, screw you, Brad, you prick. Like, it's a,
oh, yeah, people don't like him.
No one liked him.
People tell him, you're an embarrassment to Halifax, Cam. That's what they told him.
Exactly.
You're an embarrassment to Halifax.
Halifax are nice, not you, Marchand, you jerk.
I told the story, though.
He touched it. Marchand, I thought he whiffed completely, but he touched it.
Yeah, it's like golf, right? Like, you can't touch it.
You touched it.
You touched it.
Yeah, you now it's over. Thank you.
But you can't skate past it either.
Can't overskate.
Like, you can't skate past, go back, and then, you know what I mean?
You go sideways, not backwards.
Once you stop,
but if he missed it, he would have started over. Yes?
I don't think so.
Yeah, either way, he was screwed. No, he was screwed.
No, he's not. He overskated it. He lost either way.
The second he passed, like, the puck, Mike, like, he was past center ice, he was toast. Like, he went right past it. It was over. Like, imagine, like, a sprinter. It's like a false start, bro. Like, there's no restart either.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Yeah, I should have known the way that my day started that I had a real New York morning. You're right, Kurtz. You're better off not leaving the compound. I got into it with a chick this morning. There was a lineup for a bus, okay? Guys, there's like,
Gabe.
There was about...
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you
doing? Yeah, this is why I have bad karma.
What are you doing? Yeah. Don't argue with people on the
bus
line.
That. Well, not only that, I told like a stranger. I told like a middle-aged lady to go F herself this morning.
Oh, that's come on. Wow. Tough day.
You're asking for day. Ubers to leave you flat.
I know. I'm being honest. There was more too. I didn't just say like I went from 0 to 60 pretty fast.
Was it as bad as
listen,
the lady
on this is the story.
When you were drunk?
This is yes, this is the story. So there's like 10 of these like yuppie like bozos waiting for a bus, all right? There's like, thing is, there's like 80 buses in a row that come. Like literally, there's a flow of them because they're all packed because it's the last stop before the Lincoln Tunnel. So there's a lineup for the bus. I see it. It's a civil lineup, okay? It's like eight chicks and like, you know, a couple of dudes. It's like hipsters like from Hoboken type stuff. So it's not like an elbow and shoving type of thing. So anyways, I show up on the corner. The bus drivers don't care about your line, okay? And it happens here all the time at the Meadowlands. It's random. Like, you might be at the front of the line, Cam. You might be at the back. The bus doesn't stop at the stop. He might stop before. He might stop after. He'll stop wherever he... That's it's right. Almost like he doesn't want to stop where you are.
Wow.
Like, just not because good. It's like a game. Yeah, so anyways, there was traffic. The driver goes like 15, 20 feet past the line. Happens to open up the door right in front of me. The door opens. I'm actually civil, part of a society. I understood the drill. I sort of look at these idiots in line like, are you guys going to hurry up here and like, you know, walk towards the bus and get on? The driver looks at me and says, yo, is anyone getting on or what? And I'll finish it. It goes on.
After the up.
George, best bet.
Give me Tampa Bay. I'm going to parlay Tampa Bay in Toronto tonight.
Ooh, the money line.
Oh, boy, it's
going to
end well.
Dangerous.
Thanks, Mike Blewett.
Have a good one, George. Thanks, Mike.
Good luck, guys.